You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on midweek malarkey.
Gee, that sounds good.
Does. Don't mind it.
Sounds unreal.
You boys must feel liberated, like now that you're in the, you're actually recognised in the name in somehow.
The click.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you kept us in the back seat for a fair while. Now we're up the front with you boys.
I was going to say, it took a while.
They really did pay their dues, I must say.
Brett and I were just thinking, what are they doing back there?
Carrying the show, probably. Yeah.
Those that are on the Facebook page, apologies for the misspelling in malarkey. Once you said it, Facebook then doesn't let you change the name again for another week. Not sure why, but we're operating without the EY for a week. I will fix that up, so sorry for that one.
Already on an apology.
On an apology, that is a record. There's an apology a show. We got at least about three per show, but and then plus another five, we probably don't follow up. But
I actually did have a bit of feedback from the public about a retraction we've got to pull up.
Yes,
a couple of weeks ago, Will, you actually dropped that Caitlyn Jenner was pregnant.
Yeah, it's Kendall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not Caitlin.
Yeah, I actually thought about that maybe a day or so after I'd said it. I was like, because I watched something on Facebook and it was Caitlyn Jenner playing golf, and I realised, hang on a sec. I think I made a boo boo.
That's up there with Mick McGowan. That's probably they're sort of the clubhouse leaders with faux pas.
You never know. Like you can't with what's happened in that situation. Like there is some. You know, scientific phenomena that are going down a dangerous path here. Yeah, it can happen.
Very good. Now, quick COVID update.
Good news today. Shep out
of lockdown if you haven't heard. This is freshish news. This is probably the closest thing we'll get to breaking news. It's, I think, 10 or 11 a day they announced it. So
I had a whole litter of kittens, though, when I heard the comment when he said, Shepparton's out. But then he then made some comment that I couldn't quite hear what preceded it, and it was about Ballarat then going back in.
Bit of a swapsies there for Paul Ballarat.
And I thought mid press conference he's released Shepparton, and then he's then said you're now back in it.
Now I was going to bring this up later because we're going to do a sort of joke of the week and a quote of the day.
That would have been the joke of the week.
Well, that is a bit. The joke's linked to that too. But the quote of the week is that I've done this week's, but. The Dan giveth and the Dan taketh awayeth. You know, one out of lockdown, one in. Anyway, that's a tough quote to follow.
He's like the hard parent at Christmas, like when you've, you know.
I don't know about that, Brett. I think you've set the bar pretty low for this quote of the week.
Well, you don't want to go too high to start off.
Surely I can find something a bit better than that.
There's a lot of listeners laughing at home. Like, let's not just judge it on you three on whether that quote was.
Let us know if you laughed at that or you thought that was it.
What's you wear out, Ballarat's in. You know, bit of both. And that's what I feel the last year's been like. Anyway,
you must have been bored today.
busy, very busy. How is the table tennis going, Billy?
Quite well, actually. I'm back in the office now, which is good. I still got the title, back to undisputed champ, you know.
Working hard, very good. Now, I did a quick weekly, any highlights for the week or a low light? I've got a bit of a low light myself.
I'll start and kick us off.
Novak was a bit of a low light.
Oh, yeah. Highlight, Mr. Alcott.
We'll touch on that later, definitely. Well, that's your highlight, yeah?
Yeah, that's an all. Good on him. Like, Golden Slam. He completed the Golden Slam?
Yes, all five. So, I think the only player to do it.
He's the first Paralympian to do it.
He's the first male to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, Steffi.
Even out of.
No one's done it. The only one, Steffi Graf, was the only one who had done it. She did it in 1988.
And including the Olympics as well?
Yes, she won all the Grand Slam and the Olympics. Ooh. So she's the only one to do it. Novak had the shot at this year, and obviously his Olympics went a bit awry. And, final, Medvedev got him at the US.
Did you happen to catch Medvedev's celebration?
It was weird, wasn't it? It's like, oh, I beat him, and then he
collapsed.
So it's a celebration from FIFA. You can just run. You can run to the corner and drop like a fish.
Yes,
and that's what he's done to celebrate.
I was unaware that's what I thought it looked like when I saw it, but I didn't think it was an intentional reference.
In one of his presses after it, he goes, "People that knows like." whatever the players as a control is, he has something L2. people will know.
Not bad.
I've already had feedback about your quote.
My quote, the Dan giveth and the Dan taketh awayeth.
Yep.
Yep. Not good.
One word that probably need to highlight is that's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. But funny.
Did you take out the expletives from that feedback or was it just terrible?
No, it's just terrible.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll move on. I might save my joke then. Any other highlights or lowlights in the week that's been, lads? I guess getting out of lockdown probably.
Yeah, it's not best.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All-round general highlight.
Being down the beach the last couple of days hasn't been too bad for myself.
Been where?
At the beach.
You've been at Tokemoor?
No. Port Fairy.
Port Fairy?
Yeah. Been away for a couple of days for work, so.
Oh, you're not in. I keep forgetting. You're not in our little. You're not in Greater Shepparton's.
No.
Very
so
good.
Nice little walk along the beach last night and threw the rod in for a bit and. No, didn't catch anything, obviously, but.
Port Fairy.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world.
Beautiful part of the world. Shout out to the Thai restaurant and the where else did I go? A few different little joints, but yeah, that was good.
You didn't get any fish and chips?
No fish and chips, no.
No.
What was our result like, the buggies?
Nah, didn't have
there you go. Now, I spent a bit of time down in Warrnambool, 20 minutes down the road, so lovely little town. It's getting more and more popular, though. It's a bit like Lorne and Torquay down from Geelong. Like, they were once upon a time were sleepy and getting less and less like that, the more.
Feels like a town that would be winter all year round.
Yeah. I can vouch for that in Warrnambool.
It's Darwin.
Very windy.
A lot of wind coming off the off the bay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Icy breeze.
Good place to
fly kite. Yeah.
Thanks for the positives. That's just really good. Now, joke of the day. Now, this is stolen, so hopefully this one's a bit better.
I hope this is.
Hopefully. And you've probably already heard it. So if you have heard it, it's been doing the rounds a bit. Dan Andrews, apparently, it's Dan related again.
Stop.
You got to stick with Dan. He's been, they're thinking of replacing Chris Scott next year with Dan Andrews. Because he's good at locking Melbourne down after their prelim loss. See? Boom. Oh, sniggers everywhere.
I did say one earlier, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I've got something to add to that, actually. Oh. Did you hear that Geelong's got a new owner?
Yeah.
Max Gawn.
Yeah. It's a Wikipedia on Max Gawn's profile and also on Geelong. They both reference the fact that he owns the club. It's quite funny.
Not bad.
It's like Geelong Football Club owned by Melbourne Demons Ruckman Max Gawn.
Very good. Not bad at all. I will reference the Coulda Beans for that. It's where I got that. If you haven't heard the Coulda Beans before, that's a good little podcast to listen to. That's it for now. Coming up, we've got a fair bit. We'll unpack the weekend that was in AFL. Probably won't go too much into the grand final yet. That'll be next week. Talk a bit about the Brownlow, other AFL news, bit of rugby news.
Can I just interject here? Can you hide the quiz, please? Because I can see the back of it.
I hope you didn't read anything.
I didn't read anything, but I'm thinking that my moral compass might be pointing in a different direction to others.
Okay.
Put it back up.
Yeah.
You've got a better eyesight. Thank you.
So I could have taken the opportunity there, but,
good segue. The quiz is coming up later, too.
Yeah, I was waiting for
I'll have to get it off this notepad that I'm reading from. And maybe on this day if we have time, so stick around. Coming up now, we have something for Kate with Monsters.
Can you tell the difference between a runny nose and COVID? A cough from a COVID cough? What about a fever from a COVID fever? Only a test can tell. Do your bit by getting tested at the first sign of any symptom and staying home until you get the all clear. For testing locations, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Cardamoni from Cardamoni Real Estate. I love my real estate. I also call the AFL footy.
Majacek off the ground. Aaron Hamble from Cunnington and Majacek made him pay.
But where I do my best work is in the Goulburn Valley area. If you're looking to buy, sell or relocate, visit cardamonirealestate.com.au. And across Shepparton, Kyala, Maroopna, Talamba and Tatura, and right across the Goulburn Valley area, you're in Cardamoni country.
FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. How are we all travelling? All right? Getting through?
Good, yeah, yeah. And I'm just waiting for the time that you do make the little trip up of saying bantering with Brett.
I was close then. That time I could just see I had lips. The B ready to go and, yeah, last minute, yeah, Midweek Malarkey. Let's get straight into it. Finals there, two blowouts, two pretty resounding.
It would have to be the worst week of preliminary finals of all time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Mm. It was.
Oh, unless you go for Melbourne or Doggies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then.
Yeah, remember that side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
so dominant. Like, yeah, I don't think from my perspective watching AFL finals in my. Mm. I guess time watching it
from the opening bounce, you just knew who was going to win.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It was pretty. You just saw like there was just such a dominant like showing of skill and finesse, and yeah, it was good.
It's rare we don't get a good. Whoever's clicking that pen, please stop. Thank you. That's like a classroom here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay,
it's
Dad.
It's coming right through my earphones.
Is it?
Yeah. So I'm assuming they're hearing it in your living rooms. Yes, that's right. Now, I did want to... they're pointing fingers.
That particular host has actually been questioned about some of the microphone.
He has been questioned before. Yeah, needs to get closer. We don't hear him.
It's because I get here late and you give me the worst chair.
No.
And I just sit real far back. Then I got here a bit early to secure the good chair.
Maybe he's not Athelstan, he's Humphrey the Bear or something. Something like that. It's just new nickname each week.
I think his nickname is going to change in that group. Every weekly.
Yes, deserves to be.
Did you notice in the group chat that I actually used the correct A, like the AE? Like it's ancient.
That
like
was old, crafty.
Yeah.
It was. I don't know what language that is, but I was impressed.
Yeah. Must have been a slow day at the bank.
I did it last night.
He must replace table tennis breaks with that. Yeah. Like, that's the difference.
That's how I get my kicks.
Now, I did want to talk about the two losers probably, because we'll talk a fair bit about Melbourne and the Doggies next week. Port Adelaide, another prelim, a big loss for Kenny and Koshy. What are we thinking? Is it still a success of a year, or do you sort of go like, you know, they've been up there now for sort of five or so years and just don't seem to get it done?
Well, I think it's a real big fail.
Yeah.
There was a quote Kane Corns, who protects his Port Adelaide side pretty heavily, and he said after the Bulldogs win late in the year, when Bulldogs 3 goals up, 12 minutes to go, dropped out of the top four.
Oh, yeah.
Port secured top four. Kane said, this could well be the biggest choke of all time. Well, I think what happened on the weekend is probably one of the biggest chokes of all time.
Mm, yeah.
With a team like fully, no injuries, full team, home ground advantage. Doggies couldn't even train. Like clear underdogs, and yeah, what they dished up was pretty ordinary.
I reckon they built themselves up to that choke. I think the way they've played this year, they've certainly looked pretty strong, and they've been pretty consistent. You know, where obviously the Dogs were very good, and then were clearly better than Port in the earlier parts of the season, then dropped back. Whereas Port's probably just stayed on a very level.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sort of feel as like they'd built up a fair bit of hype for them.
Well, they had there's pretty common knowledge three quarters of the way through the season they couldn't beat any top eight sides, and then they had a little good run at the end there, but then the same thing happened. So that. No, they weren't really that proven against the really good teams throughout the whole year anyway.
Yeah.
So probably just thought they were a lot better than what they actually were.
They just had a good month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But I looked for excuses for them, and I struggled to find them. Like, I thought, in previous years sometimes that bye in the first week of finals can sometimes work for a disadvantage for the team who wins first week. But obviously that hasn't happened until this week this year. So there's no excuses there. Bulldogs have been from Tassie to Brisbane to Adelaide, all in strict sort of lockdown conditions. So, yeah.
It was like no one wanted to be out there, though. Seriously, like the Dogs, in a final, you'd at least expect it to be competitive to the point where you've won games throughout the year where you realise you've got to dig deep and, this is a final, so you've got to be able to lift to a final standard. And there's times where there'd be at least two more Dogs players at a ground ball.
Dogs had a clear game plan, which I think they executed, well, obviously perfectly, but, yeah, they just went out there. They knew what they had to do to beat them, and everyone was on board, whereas Port sort of were too slow to react to what happened, and then it was almost like they didn't have a backup plan. Like, what if this happens?
Yeah.
It was just they kept on playing as they were, sort of thing, so.
Yeah, yeah. There's a point where Charlie Dixon was like, he kept coming back sort of even back to the half, back into the midfield trying to do something, but no one else was, and he's yelling at everybody like, come on, actually have a crack. No one was wanting to at least try and have a crack.
I thought their back line got really exposed. Like, Ali has been that good for him, and then they put a defensive player on him and shut him down, and then just like Trent McKenzie, and he got dominated by Norton, and the back line just had no answers for him.
Yeah, and Ali turned the ball over a fair bit as well. Before we finish on Port, would you rather be Port or Brisbane at the moment? For me, it's a definite Brisbane. Are we all in agreement to that?
Can we burn Port for next year already?
Let's burn them for next year. Yeah. They're burnt.
Well, I was actually just thinking, Brett. I think
a pre-burn?
Were Demons and Bulldogs the only teams we didn't burn throughout the year? Or did we burn Bulldogs?
I think we did burn the Doggies. Yeah, we never burned Melbourne. Demons. I called for it on numerous occasions.
And we told you no.
And they're still there, but
we didn't burn Geelong either.
We need to work out. No, we didn't. But we need to work out something with the burning of Dogs. I don't know how we're going to remedy it.
Bit of aloe vera.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if Melbourne win, well, we'll stick to our guns.
Yeah. Not you, Brett.
Told you so.
Yeah.
Now Geelong. All of a sudden, it's interesting. A big loss. All these issues now. Apparently, they're too old.
I felt that was a bigger shock or a bigger loss.
Yeah, well, it was pretty bad. The way they there was talking about the Melbourne win as being one of the best performances of all time, like probably the best performance this year by a team.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just didn't have any answers for Melbourne either.
Yeah, they looked and they were slow. Like they're an older team, but I don't know. It just wasn't their day.
Geelong just didn't turn up, really, did they? And Melbourne obviously executed their game plan spot on, and probably that played their best game of the year. So
defended really well too.
Quick question for you guys, actually: who played a better quarter, Max Gawn or Nick Davis down at Geelong?
Nick Davis,
probably Nick Davis,
just because game winning. I'm sure if you pulled the stats up, probably Gorney, but
Gorn off the ball even, like, he was making tackles. Like, you don't see, like, Ruckman chase people down on the wing and make tackles. Like, he is leading.
I don't think he'd be playing a game that good this week again, will he?
Yeah. No, but like, you don't. Yeah,
it was unreal,
but he's just leading by example beyond his means. I think, like, you know, you don't see Ruckman kicking the ball around the corner.
Probably don't see him kicking him from 55 on the run either.
Yeah, no, wasn't too shabby. Now, Cochin yesterday announced Trent Cochin stepped down as the Tigers skipper. So, I mean, throws up a few names. I think there's Jack Riewoldt, Dylan Grimes. Sorry, I'm not just
please
dying
have
quietly.
A proper cough.
Dusty's even been thrown around.
No way.
No Dusty.
No way.
Not a chance.
No. Don't think captaincy's something Dusty would like to take on board.
maybe off field captaincy.
Yeah.
The first captain who doesn't do press conferences. I think Dylan Grimes, I think, is a fair chance because you want to go a bit young. Although,
I reckon there's two blokes probably up for contention in probably Jack Graham, who's had a pretty big year this year. And
who?
two-time premiership player there.
Only two-time.
And probably Nick Vorsten's the other one.
Yeah, Nick Vorsten.
Yeah.
Yep. Two-time premiership player as well.
Three-time.
Gee, they just give them out, right, don't they, down at Tigerland.
What about like Shane Edwards or someone like that?
I think Shane's, he'd be getting on now. I think he'd be 31. I'd say. I think they're probably looking towards maybe a younger sort of bloke to take over the reins, I'd say.
1 year they don't make finals and already into full rebuild.
Yeah. They'll be back next year, I reckon, the Tigs. Brownlow, now we did mention tips a few weeks ago. I will have to check back on them. Maybe the week after the grand final, we'll check back on our Norm Smith and Premier predictions and all that. Just a Brownlow smoky. For me, it's Tom Mitchell, which... You know, I define Smokey as probably not in the four or five favourites, which he's not. I think, like, if you lead disposals for the league, you're up there in clearances and in a team that's not going to take a heap of votes. And Hawthorn ran home in the end with...
Is Jack McRae ineligible?
No, he's eligible. I was going to say, if you're going by that statistic sort of thing, Jack McRae's
killed it.
I've never really watched him until these last few weeks, and he gets butchered by the media a little bit. Like, his running is unbelievable.
He doesn't get the ball that many times by chance. I totally agree, and he runs and runs and runs. I just think with Bont and Libar, they'd sort of take the
but You say that, but like Jarden, they won their Brownlows in good teams. There's not that much vote stealing. If you're playing that well, you're just going to get them anyway, or you clean up the twos at least, sort of thing.
My only difference to that is nowadays I feel you need 30 to win, whereas if you look at like early 2000s and before, you could win with 20, lower 20s, which I think Tom Mitchell's the lowest one recently, and it was 26 or 7 odd. Mm. But it's hard to...
Who's your player so far of finals? I've got one in mind.
I've got one.
Well, McRae's been good in both, I think, but...
Yeah. He's averaging like 37 over the three games.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've watched every Bulldogs game, and Bailey Smith is absolutely bananas.
Mm.
His running is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, fair call. Petrarca's been good in both of Melbourne's games.
Yeah, I think Bailey Smith, if they win on the weekend, next weekend, it's because of Bailey Smith.
Yep. Very good. So we've got a few Brownlow.
As agrees.
Chime in. My smoky is Darcy Parrish.
Okay.
Who's he play for again?
The best team, Essendon.
The boy from Winchelsea. How smoky is that? Is he out there in the odds?
I don't think he's in top five, but he's probably top 10, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. So there's it's sort of just a drift of...
He's won enough medals this year.
Well, you think like the top three would be what? Wines,
Bont and... Oliver.
Clary, yeah.
Oliver, yeah.
I think Clary's
They're up there in the odds, yeah. No, Wines is, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Wines is a favourite, yeah.
Yeah. Which I reckon Boak will... beat him in votes.
Ooh.
Don't like to go against a local.
Wow.
What about Took Miller? Where's he going to play? Ineligible, of course, but...
There's a few ineligible that will get some votes.
Top two, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon he'll be top two.
Really?
I'm either win it or second, yeah.
I'm a conspiracy theorist on that. I reckon if they get a suspension early in the year, which was sort of early-ish, umpire stopped voting for them to avoid the Chris Grant incident.
Yeah.
To have him 2 years in a row there.
Was he the last one, Chris Grant?
Yeah. Well, Corey McKern the year before drew with Hurd and Voss. Ineligible and didn't get it. And then Grant...
Job Watson? Does he count?
Well, he is...
Come on, we'll move on from there. Come on.
Yeah. But there's only three ever. I think they're the only three.
Take your tinfoil hat off, mate.
Job? My tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Now, rugby league. Quick bit of rugby league. Finals, obviously.
It's actually a pretty exciting round.
The Bunnies got the chockies, mate.
A couple of upsets. Yeah. Yep. Bunnies got up over the Panthers. The Roosters-Titans game, that was an absolute cracker. Like, got one with a field goal, and Titans basically came very close to scoring on the...
And they were eighth, weren't they? They just squeezed in, didn't they?
Yeah. Titans could have actually scored if they'd actually made a pass maybe half a second earlier.
Yeah. And Storm were good.
Storm really good, yeah.
Sea Eagles comfortably, I think.
Yeah, I remember you guys had a crack at me about that, but that's all good.
More importantly... Now, Mad Monday with the Brisbane Broncos, there's a bit of biffo, was there? Did I say that?
Yeah, so true to fashion, the NRL has lived up to its expectations of being, probably more entertaining in the off-season. They haven't even had their grand final yet. The Broncos have already had, a bit of a, it was deemed a wrestle, not on just the Mad Monday, but they've carried on through until the Wednesday, and this is on the Wednesday night in Brisbane.
Where After a pretty pitiful season as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they'd won. Yeah, what was it? They'd had more halfback combinations than they had wins for the year. So then they had like five wins, and they had seven different combinations at in the halves, which is, pretty abysmal. But they actually finished the year pretty well. So they'll go all right next year. Got a young team, but... Yeah, these two players, forgot Flegler and somebody else, got them into a bit of a punch on the Wednesday night.
Have we settled on a Mad Monday costume? There's been a bit floating around. Ninja Turtles floated, Vikings floated, a four-pack of vodka cruisers. Yeah. That one's probably
Vikings
the best
would
today.
Take a lot of commitment.
Vikings has been thrown out the window. I'm not going as a monk.
No.
You're good to shave your head.
That was worth a try.
I reckon Ninja Turtles has got legs.
Okay, we'll keep working. I think that's probably...
Power Rangers?
Or Power Rangers. Yeah. We did
float the A-team as well.
Yeah.
If in doubt, I always go Luigi. Never fails.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, Mario, Luigi,
that was Waluigi,
and Peach. Who's Peach? That's just the question if we're going.
Will did suggest the four brothers from Animal Kingdom, but we shut that one down too.
Had to cut him down. Now, just quickly.
Who's Smurf?
Quade Cooper. Now, what's happened there?
Clutch. Mr. Clutch. 4 years. I'll keep it brief. Yeah, 4 years out of international rugby and, got selected to play on the weekend against the South Africans, who are world champions. We hadn't played them since the World Cup. Since they were world champions, sorry. And, he got 8 from 8 kicks. He absolutely killed it. And we won. Yeah, he kicked a field goal after the siren to win. Which was pretty amazing. So, the bloke stuck to his guns, and he's come back.
Very good.
He's getting a citizen.
Yeah, what was
he's actually an Australian citizen, but...
Playing for Australia.
Yeah, playing for Australia. He's actually from New Zealand, but just from where he's eligible playing rugby here in Australia, he's... Yeah.
There you go. I didn't know
he's
that.
Lived here for a while.
Yeah, I thought he
was. He's lived here since he was like 8 or something like that. Yeah. There was a lot of uproar from people saying, how doesn't this guy have a citizenship after he kicked the winning goal? And now the immigrations minister has now made a press release yesterday, I think it was, and he's now in the list of people to become an Australian citizen.
Good on you. Quite, we'll take him.
He kicked his way to a passport.
Very good. Quickly, the quiz is coming up. So this is the first question for the quiz. I'm going to give...
A pen, please?
You'll get one. Everyone playing at home, don't use your phone. Play along. The first question we're going to get the lads to do over the ad break. And, no phones. You're only cheating yourself. But the first question is, Name a six-letter country from at least four continents. Oh. So each continent has a six-letter country, but see if you can name four. So the question's out of four. I will pay, you know,
what's
everyone
gets a credit. Continent?
We'll go through that in the ad break.
Can I get a veil?
You're listening to Pod FM, live and local.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
Farmers. For the Goulburn Valley's best tractor and farm machinery repairs, spares and servicing, it's got to be Goulburn Valley Ag. With a direct-to-farm service and modern workshop, our team of fully qualified repair and service agents have the experience and know-how to get you back doing what you do best. Whether it's hay or tillage equipment or tractors both large and small, GV Ag have the right solution for you. Put the number in your phone, 58325500. That's 58325500.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFB Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE. Or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. That was Eskimo Joe with Sarah. Now, if you did catch the quiz question before the break, it was name a six-letter country from at least four continents. Scoring update, Billy, four from four. Will and Az, three each. If you're playing along at home, some of the African ones were Angola, Gambia, Guinea, Malawi, Rwanda, Uganda, Zambia. Asia, Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait. Hang on. Yeah, Zambia. You said...
Oh, I was going to say, didn't I write that down?
N-A-M-B-I-A. That's Namibia. You did like a cross through there.
You can't just write down letters and hope it's a country.
There's no Z. If you look at that, that's an N, isn't it?
No, that's
a,
that's
an N.
There's
that's
no
a
way.
Z. There's no way.
Sideways.
That looks like an N. It is the same shape, but just turned a different way.
Nice try. Anyway, so score update is four, Bill, three, Will and Az. And we...
Interesting about Mexico. I didn't know that Mexico was actually...
Northern America. Yeah, so there's only one in Oceania, if you got that. Well done. Tuvalu. South America had Brazil and Guyana. And yeah, North America, Canada, Mexico, Panama, and Belize. I'm not sure if
even
that's
Panama. Right. Yeah.
Yes, Panama. Okay, moving on to the quiz. The rest of the quiz. Question one: what is the capital of Pakistan?
Will. Oh, gee.
Hang on. What'd I do that?
Just buzzed out, or
yeah, he's buzzed out. He's timed out.
What did I just do there? I was going to say Kandahar. It's bloody packed. It's Afghanistan.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Zambia.
You love it. It's actually Islamabad. We are starting on geography. Right. If you hadn't noticed, yet. Yeah, Islamabad. Last one on geography. What country in the world has the largest Muslim population? As just in first.
Muslim.
It's for 2 points.
Will.
Yeah, package is already in.
Yeah,
you're buzzed out.
What's Athelstan?
Athelstan.
He didn't buzz in properly.
No.
England.
No.
It's Pakistan.
No, it's not. It's Indonesia. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. So still 4-3-3 after a fly, guys. Onto sport. Hopefully this helps. How many premierships have each of this year's grand finalist teams won?
As.
You get a point for each. And if you name both, you get three, a bonus.
Package.
As.
Are we naming like for each team?
So how many premierships have Melbourne won and the Western Bulldogs / Footscray?
Melbourne.
AFL, VFL premierships, sorry, two to clarify.
Melbourne, I'm going to say.
Off your phone, Will.
No, I'm not actually.
Nine.
And the Bulldogs?
Bulldogs.
/ Footscray?
Two.
You get 1 point there. You've got the Bulldogs correct. Melbourne, package, going to have a crack at that?
Eight.
Will what?
Nine.
12.
12.
That's why I'm going for the doggies.
Didn't I say nine?
Do we take the closer?
No, you said. No, we don't. I thought you said seven or eight. Anyway.
You did say nine, so Will, you just guessed his. Which was
anyway, actually.
<Yeah. laughs>
Okay, so 1 point for Az there. We will move on.
I only thought Az was an expert on rugby, so that's why.
I am.
Staying with AFL, out of the current players, who has the most career Brownlow votes?
Package.
Currently listed players.
Saud?
Incorrect. He has the third most of the current players.
Will. Is it Paddy Dangerfield?
He's got it. He's got it. He also has the fourth most of all time, or third, if you factor in that Gary Dempsey has more than him, but
is
played this, during seasons where there was
the
two umpires.
Is the
votes.
Second current one Nat Fyfe?
No, he's fourth current.
Who's
I think
Dustin?
Scotty Pendlebury.
Really?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Pendles. Might not be after this year. It's pretty tight between the ones after there. So that was for 2 points too. So well done, Will.
Quay Cooper.
Moving away from AFL and over to Daniel Ricciardo, who had a Grand Prix win in the recent week and hit a shoey to celebrate. It is his first win since 2018. How many total wins does he have?
Package.
Six.
Incorrect. Package.
Eight.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh,
2 points.
Bummer.
Two. Package. Score update is Bill 6, as 4, Will 5. Tight quiz.
You didn't even go in order there.
No, I didn't.
I was like, what?
Because I was adding it up as I was going.
Yeah, that's right.
You're like, oh, what? I'm lost. Moving to NBA, now there's two MVP awards in the NBA. There's finals MVP, but this question refers to the regular season MVP. Please name three MVP winners since 2010.
As.
As. Quick on the bus.
I reckon that was.
Or do we have a protest? Was that package? Is he in the right?
Since what year, sorry?
Since 2010.
Well, hang on, wait. They buzzed in before the end of the question, so I think they need to answer it.
I did say, I'd said 2010 by then.
I didn't hear
since
it.
Since so 2000.
We can listen back to this too,
it's getting
remember.
Competitive here.
Anyway.
Kevin Durant, Giannis, and LeBron James.
Giannis who?
Yeah,
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
yeah, well done.
So, yes, Durant,
he
2014.
He's a Bucks supporter, aren't you?
Yeah. So, well done. That is three, and that is 3 points too.
Jeez, I'm going to have to listen back to this one.
Okay, fair enough.
How about we void that
You can
question.
Do that.
Yeah.
Which, moving over to Rugby Union,
oh.
Which teams competed in the 2003 Rugby World
As,
Cup?
Will.
As.
England and New Zealand.
Incorrect. Will.
Did you say in the final?
Yes.
England and Australia.
Correct. I hope I said final.
You just said you.
For,
who competed in the World Cup?
Oh. Anyway, for a I hadn't got to final. For a bonus point.
As. Johnny Wilkinson.
No.
Oh.
For a bonus point.
I was thinking, gee.
For a bonus point, what was the margin in
Package.
The match?
Oh.
14-28.
No, the margin.
Yeah. So oh, 4 points. That's fine. It's not incorrect.
I think it was 2. I think we were up and then we lost
that's
by 2.
Close. 17-20.
Was it Wilkinson? Was that the year?
Yes, yeah, I think it was Wilkinson.
He did kick the field goal.
Yeah, telling me I'm not getting any points moving for that.
It was 17 all.
So who got that one? Will. Yep. Score update. So 7.
Got the first bit.
7, Will. 7 as 6, Bill.
Ooh.
Keep moving on here.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to name 3 characters. You're going to have to tell me the TV show. Okay. Ted, Robin and Lily.
Package. How I Met Your Mother.
Correct. 1 point. That's just a 1-pointer.
Mm.
Leonard, Raj.
Package.
Package, sorry.
Big Bang Theory.
I don't know about that.
I was ruffled then.
I think that was me.
But I've answered the question, so I reckon I'll get the point.
Okay.
We'll move on. I looked at Az still. I'm favouring him. This one's a bit one.
Az looked at me because I'd answered it.
This one's for 2 points, a bit trickier. Blanche, Rose and Stan.
Az, South Park.
No.
Oh. Not a bad guess. Rose, Blanche and Stan.
Package. 2 and a Half Men?
No. There is a Rose. There could be a Stan. It's Golden Girls.
Oh,
yeah.
You watch that in your spare time.
Last one. Carl, Susan.
Package.
And Paul. Oh. Package.
As.
My name is Earl.
No.
Neighbours.
Correct. Okay. We'll keep going because we've got the news coming up and the Dutch program. What does MRI stand for?
Us. Oh, us. is it something?
No.
Can you repeat the question?
Anyone? Again? MRI. What does MRI stand for?
Oh, magnetic.
If you get 2, I'll get you.
Radiation?
Yeah, well, the last one's imagery. Or imaging.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll give you a point.
What's the R?
The R is resonance.
Yeah.
Score update before the who am I. We'll jump down to the who am I because, yeah, running out of time. So, Will on 8.
Yeah.
As 10.
Ooh.
And Billy 6.
What?
Yeah.
Did I miss one?
I think you might have been putting my points on as.
No, I have. Who got Ted, Robin, and Lily?
I got that.
And yeah. I got the Neighbours one.
And I got the Big Bang Theory one.
Okay, I have done
the
that.
The viewers have been severely let
update,
down.
Update. The score is 8-8-8.
Oh,
actually.
Oh,
deadlocked.
Jeez.
Because I'd given 2 to Az.
There's nothing in it.
So who am I? I was born in 1992.
Brett Findlay.
I was born in Hobart, Tasmania. For 4 points, I'm a 4-time club leading goal kicker.
As.
Oh. As?
No.
I take that back.
I will be playing in the 2021
Package.
Grand...
Ben Brown?
Correct.
Yeah.
And Package wins the quiz. And that's all we've got tonight. We better push on.
Did you say that was the last question?
Yeah, that's the last question.
But like before you asked it?
I hope so. Stick around for the Dutch program. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.